Today we're going to be in Psalm 1, verse 4. It says, "The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away." This verse refers back to verse 2 and 3. This is a cause and effect verse, and the cause is this: "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." And then the effects are this. In verse 3 it says, "He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers." And then verse 4 is the opposite of verse 3. Immediately it says, "The wicked," or the ungodly, "are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away." When we break down verse 4, when we see the ungodly are not so, I'm reminded of friends, and when I say friends, I have air quotes up there, because these are not necessarily friends. These are people that are destructive in your life that maybe you have a blind spot to. These are people that don't love the Lord. They desire their own ways above his ways. And this, I don't know if you've ever had that type of, again, air quotes, friend that invested in your life, but all the investments were made solely based for their gain, not yours. And this friend would be someone that ultimately something happened and you guys split apart, or maybe life took you apart, or whatever it is, but you're glad they're no longer in your life anymore. This person is the other side of verse 3. Now, this type of person is, like I said, unstable. Verse 3 says, "He is like a tree." The person that relies on the word is like a tree. This person would not be like that. He is not stable. He's not healthy. He's not bearing fruit. He's not wise. There's so many things in this that when you're not relying on God's word, you are this. But it doesn't stop there. The hard part about this verse is not just that. It says, "But are like chaff that the wind drives away." Chaff is something like a corn husk that would be useless. No one wants the corn husk, they want the corn. I remember sitting around a table, we would get corn in our house, and we would have to tear all of the outsides off and take the inside of the corn, or take the actual corn out and throw the rest of it away. And I remember specifically my mom and dad, when I asked what we should do with all of this excess stuff, they said, "Throw it outside. It had no value." If I took that to someone and I said, "Hey, here's this, I don't have the corn, but I have everything else," they would turn it away. They don't want that. This is the idea here, but it's not the person that doesn't have value, because Jesus died for everybody. He wants all men to be saved, and with that mentality, you can't say that a person doesn't have value because they are made in the image of God. What this is saying is that what they do doesn't have value. It doesn't have a lasting effect. Ultimately, long term, it's not going to last. This stuff is worthless. If they, in the long run, what they're banking on is not eternal, but momentary. And when they get somewhere and they offer all of this stuff up, in God's eyes, it is considered worthless. It has no value. And so, ultimately, this is the biggest reason why we should be relying on God's word, is so that we know what has value, what we need to be striving for, what we need to be pushing others toward, so that we don't become that friend who's giving ungodly advice. We don't become that friend who is giving ungodly or giving destruction into their life. And so ultimately, my challenge would be this: get into God's Word, figure out what He wants you to do, and become a stable tree, become a healthy tree, become a tree that bears fruit. Don't become an ungodly, unstable, unhealthy, destructive person that God doesn't want you to be. He sees these things as worthless. These attributes would be worthless. He wants us to strive for something more, something eternal. So get into God's Word. Show God that you love Him enough to get into the Word. Show God that you want to meditate on His law. Show God that you want to love Him and get to know Him more and know what He wants you to do.